It's Amanda and Andrew. And what not? What not? Not, not. What not? And what not? And what not?
We're good at that now.
We're so good at that.
I was finally getting better at it.
No, I'm perfect.
Kyle's always the...
I was
the one that messed up our time sync.
Guys, we are actually sucking on lifesavers right now.
I know, yeah. So just ignore that.
Kind of a lifesaver guy.
For the next 5 minutes, we'll be sounding
shout
like
out
that.
Amanda. She saved life today.
Amanda maybe saved a life. Or...
I was the only one, guys.
Yeah.
I gave my blood to these donors.
Wow.
I mean, I'm the donor.
She is a donor to a donee.
So someone who really needs my blood is going to get it. And
yeah.
I really
Amanda
hope that...
is inside someone. Well, she will be soon.
Well, did you know that it's actually, if you're receiving blood, you are called a blood donut because...
Donut?
Yeah, because you do not have enough blood.
Wow.
Thanks, everyone.
That's
just how we're going to start off this new episode of And Whatnot. Still have not picked an intro yet for this, so we're going to wait for this guy to come through.
Oh, that's very nice.
Guys, tomorrow is the first day of spring.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
And actually, we're feeling it today. Today's a beautiful, sunny,
no wind.
Warm day.
Yesterday, it was awful. It took around like 4. We got really nice out, but...
Yeah, there is not a cloud in the sky.
Not a dang
cloud.
God. Maybe I'll go for a run.
I need sunscreen.
Kyle gets sunburned really easily.
Yeah, we could be walking for like literally 25 minutes and he comes in the next day sunburned.
It's my Irish skin. I can't help it. You
in
know?
March.
His Irish skin just badly, badly bruised by the
happy
sun.
Happy day too to my people.
I'm Irish, but somehow I like really just get tan.
Yeah.
It's your Italian too, no?
It's the rest of your blood that's in you.
Yeah, my mutt blood.
Hey, when is that? Here's a question. When was the worst you've ever had to pee?
25 minutes ago.
No, I don't know.
Maybe,
right?
I don't know.
Like, you mean, like, about to pee myself?
Yeah, about to pee yourself.
Oh, I know mine, yeah.
What's up, dude? Tell us.
So, I was going to a baseball game, like, I think 2 years ago, and I had a tall boy of, I think, like, I don't know, Coors Light on the train, and there was no bathroom, and I had to pee so bad, and so I held it in for, like, I don't know, like, half an hour, maybe, like, fucking an hour, actually, I forget. But when I got off the train, I ran to porta potty and I just let it out.
Porta potties actually make me want to kill myself.
Oh yeah, they're gross. Especially on a hot ass
day. But I feel like for you guys it is easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I have to figure it out.
You have to sit on that thing.
Yeah, it's gross too.
When I did the 5 mile race, back in the turkey trot, whatever.
Yeah.
I went into a porta potty.
That's gross.
And there was shit in the porta potty.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And it smelled like it. And
who would do that too?
There was nothing else I could do. I had to go.
The thing is, there's like no TP too in the porta potties.
Never.
Know? You just shit and walk away.
Yeah. There's never.
That's awful.
Toilet paper. They do a quick squat. Well, I think about like I follow a lot of runners and they'll like make the jokes that like they'll just take a shit in the woods really quick on their run. Squat, let it go, and
oh
just
my God.
Continue.
Could you imagine? And their blood is rushing so fast, probably comes out like a race car.
Yeah, and it's like,
sorry,
wait,
that's
you
really
know, crap. You just continue on without wiping your ass?
Whoa, speaking of cars, look at this car that we're passing right now. What the hell is that?
Wait, I literally saw this car yesterday. I'm not even fucking lying to you. I was going to the movie theaters, and I literally saw this car.
I think his door's messed up.
Dude, literally.
No, I'm so serious. We were having like a whole conversation about it.
How are you driving that thing?
I said the same thing. I was like, how are you driving that? Like, how did you...
For our listening audience, we're passing a car that's, it's not missing a door, but it's missing, I would say,
I have to send this
50% of the door. The window still exists, but the outer coating is completely gone. Very, very strange.
Literally gone. I saw this car yesterday. I'm not even lying. That is so insane.
That's so crazy.
God, I just can't imagine driving a car like that. I was talking to Amanda about this yesterday. I'm kind of definitely, like... utilitarian when it comes to like vehicles. Like I'm not thinking of buying a beautiful Ferrari or, you know, Corvette or anything like that. Like I just want a cool ass car that, like, you know, can get me from point A to point B. It's got some cool tech in it.
Right. I don't need like a supercar, but I want something like
like a Subaru.
Like, kind of luxury, you know.
A Subaru, right.
Subaru, you know. Nice lesbian car.
Yeah. Dude, what's better than two girls that love each other? That's
two
all
guys,
I'm saying.
You know?
dude, high five for that, dude. Yes.
Wait, what was that?
Nothing.
No, you gotta tell me.
No, sorry, this is a boys club podcast now.
All right, well, I'll just listen back, you assholes.
You don't ever listen to the podcast.
I literally, I don't listen to the podcast because it's like, I am talking, I am here, I'm here in the present moment.
Where's that guy going?
He's probably...
He has his lunch on the train tracks.
Aww.
Oh, there's more people. Join him. He's already joining someone else.
You know, over there, you can actually get to the trails.
Wait, you guys don't walk on that?
You have to walk across through it, yes.
Want to?
Can we get to the other side?
We'd be in the woods for a little bit.
Honestly, there's too much traffic over there right now.
Yeah, I'm a little scared.
There's two men, just like...
I know, and I've had to pee the most. Actually, I have two stories. One, back when I was younger, we do like a family canoeing kayaking trip. Back then it was just canoeing, but for some bizarre reason, this was before or just around the time it was ending, the like super size thing where like, you know, they used to have giant things of soda that you used to be able to get.
At McDonald's? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Honestly, that was probably the worst of Super Size Me is the soda size.
Yes,
it's
really
not even like the fries or anything. It's the soda.
It's not the fries. It's not the burger. It's the gigantic soda.
The fact that you get a tree-sized soda.
Yeah.
Like a big gulp. Oh,
and for,
big
I got,
gulps are huge.
I got big the gulp. One that was from friggin' KFC, and that thing was legitimately a bucket. It was just a bucket of soda. And me being a dumbass little kid, I was like, oh, more soda, more fun! And I don't know why I sounded like that, but I drank the whole dang thing on our canoe trip, and I had to pee so goddamn bad that I think my bladder was probably near bursting. I literally had a bucket full of liquid in my bladder.
Yeah.
And then the second time is actually much more recent. Amanda will recall the time I had to go to the city and I had to drive in. Actually, the day after, when I didn't have to drive, we took an Uber to the city. And this was in the midst of UN week, so it was just a horrific time. And our Uber got stuck in such horrible traffic. And I'm talking like hours worth of traffic.
Didn't the Uber driver also have to pee?
Yes. So me, the person I was in the car with, and the Uber driver all really had to piss. And the Uber driver is like explaining to us in a very thick accent that like he has like bladder problems. And if he doesn't pee, he could be in serious medical problems.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
You end up taking his car to drive him to the hospital.
He I think was actually suggesting that like if need be we would have to park his car for him because he'd have to run out and piss. He did. He actually did. So when we finally got into the city, there was just some random ass lot, which it was like the nastiest trash lot in Midtown Manhattan. And I bet you it cost like $3 quadrillion to develop on it. But he just like dove into the trash and started pissing.
Oh my god.
It made me laugh so hard. And I still had to pee at that point. I was like, I'm not doing that in New York City. Sorry.
This is like a gross and weird question, but what feels better? Go and pee after, like, you know, holding your bladder for a long time, or taking a poop after like, holding in your fucking poop all day long?
A shit,
yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like a pee is more kind of...
It's definitely satisfying, but yeah. I feel like if you're holding in your poop and you finally feel free and like you feel like you like lost a few pounds and like you just feel like new.
It's a different level. It's a different type of pressure. I feel in both ways. Yeah. Well, I mean,
like I feel like when your bladder's full, you can almost like literally feel that if you put another drop in it, it's gonna like explode.
Yeah, like pee feels like you know like you feel weird, but like. Poof, it's like, oh my god, my stomach hurts. And
and then, like, you're ready to eat because you just dropped it all out, you know?
Right. Has throwing up, I mean, this is a great topic, but has throwing up ever felt good for you guys? Like, were you ever, like...
Oh, 100%.
After drinking,
After drinking, or, like, if you have a stomach bug and you're on, like, the first throw up, and you're like, oh, I need it to come out. I mean, like, 10 minutes later, you're going to be back in the bathroom, but...
Yeah.
There's definitely been times, after
like,
drinking.
Yeah, I have, like, kind of... force myself to throw up after drinking just because I feel like shit. You know, you do it and you fucking feel amazing afterwards.
Yeah, you pull trig and then you're ready to drink more.
I always think this, that it is kind of incredible that, like, our bodies know, like we have an innate thing built into our brain that if something gives us food poisoning, that we do not want to eat it again.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, something that you think is, like, mentally your choice. It's literally your body's instincts to not want to do that. Yeah.
Well, I feel like the first time I ever got sick on alcohol, it was literally Bud Light, okay? I was, like,
Bud Light.
13 or 14 years old. And I drank so many of them. And then, like, it was, like, my first time feeling actually drunk. So I'm spinning around in circles. I'm doing crazy shit. And I was probably actually, like, 15. But, and at the end of the night, I was throwing up where I literally didn't drink Bud Light for, like, years.
Yeah, I mean,
can I just say,
Bud Light sucks anyway.
It does.
For me, like, drinking, it's not the throwing up. It maybe even isn't even the hangover. But I, like, cannot stand the spins. That is easily, for me, the worst part about being really badly drunk.
Oh, my God. Yeah, one time I drank a lot, like, all day, and then at night I smoked a tiny bit, and I felt like shit. Oh, my God. You know, spinning around.
I hated when I was drinking when that happened. Like, if I was like, oh, I'm going to smoke a little weed to relax and go to bed now, and you already have, like, drinks in you, and then, like, literally you take a hit or two, and it throws you over the edge.
Yeah.
And you're dying.
Yeah, that for me is, like, the worst part.
It's like you don't know if you should close your eyes or keep them open because neither is working.
You're fucked. You're just like, ugh, this is just hell right now.
Yeah, like, it feels better to open your eyes, but, like, your eyes want to shut so bad.
You can't watch TV. There's nothing worse.
You're literally just stuck in a spin. Yeah.
No, there's
cycle.
Nothing worse than, like, being spinny and fucking, like, being in a car or still at the bar or whatever. You know, can you fuck, you know, like, oh,
literally
shit.
Literally fucked. Honestly, like, anything, if I ever, like, got to the spin point, I feel like it's always been, like, when I'm back at my house. But, that sucks if you're in public and you're spinning.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's so bad, yeah. I've been known to, like, hold my alcohol pretty well up to a point. Like, I do have a breaking point. That's obvious, but, like... Like, I'll be totally normal, and then all of a sudden, I'm stumbling.
Yeah. It hits you. It's like a flip.
It literally hits me like a fucking running train. And that happened to me at Plattsburgh a lot. And, like, I would just be, like, chilling, talking with people, chatting. And then, this guy's definitely coming through here. I'd say, all right, it's, like, 2:30 in the morning. I'm going to go back to my dorm. Immediately as I start getting up, I'm like, everything's hellish. And that's when I told you the story already on the podcast, I think, that I fell asleep in the fucking elevator.
Oh, yeah. That's insane.
It's only a 2-floor building. And you think, like, I was in there for a while. I probably just posted up for, like, 5 seconds against the wall and fell asleep.
Yeah, the one thing that, like, really does keep me from drinking is thinking about a hangover. Because, like, towards the end of my drinking career, I would be getting so hungover that it's like I can't even lift my head off the pillow in the morning.
Damn. Oh, yeah.
And then when I finally get my day started, it's like 3 p.m.
Yeah. Well, lucky, like, I don't get hangovers usually. I don't know why. Just
give it time, bro.
Yeah, just give it time.
Yeah, no, give it a little time.
I promise you,
you're going to get them. The older you get, the worse it gets.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much the same age. I don't get them, you know?
Well, that's what I thought until I hit, like, a year or two ago, and I was like, what the hell's going on?
Me too. Like, my last stint of drinking, the hangovers were just so terrible.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was also drinking, like, a lot. You know?
Yeah, that's true. For me, it's like, I have a bizarre mindset where I need to be active or something. And, like, when I have a hangover, not only does it kind of remove your motivation to do shit, but, like, it's harder to do shit.
It, like, ruins your day.
Yeah, it completely ruins your day. So it's like, fuck. I'm like, and if it's like, oh, this is my weekend now too, and I'm fucking moping around not doing shit because I have a hangover.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes, like, my hangovers would last, like, more than one day.
Yeah.
You know, like, they would start getting better at, like, 8 p.m. the second night, but, like, still that morning, you, like, feel it for a while.
Yeah. Well, damn.
Damn.
That came over from pissing stories.
That really did. I know, it's hot, right?
I'm stripping down.
I'm warm.
It actually is quite... I was, like, worried for Amanda.
I'm literally,
like,
stripping right now.
It might be too... We're all stripping.
While we're walking. I know you even said, you're like, we should just see what it feels like outside.
Yeah, it's actually very, very nice.
You don't know, I'm always cold.
Yeah, you know. It's like, what, 65? Not even?
55. Not even, dude.
What?
It's
57.
That's what happens when there's no wind.
No wind, dude. Just sun.
No wind.
We've actually been having a lot of wind. Burnt.
Yeah, we've been having kind of crazy wind
it's
lately.
It's been way too windy lately.
Yeah.
I thought some, like, I was hanging out in front of my window the other day when it was, like, literally hurricane winds out there.
Yeah,
and I was like, what if a tree just came through my window right now?
Just and crashed through.
Yeah, like, I would literally jump through Stella first.
I know. I always think about that, like...
Like, I don't care. The tree can kill me. Just don't kill my bunny.
It's my dog, Louie, before all else.
Happy birthday, Louie.
Oh, yes. It was my little dog's birthday. 17 birthday. Years old, that boy.
17.
Wow.
I swear, the smaller the dog, the longer they live.
Yeah.
He's a crazy thing. He like, it's insane that he's 17 years old and he still chases me around the yard. he's just a fun little guy.
He's got a lot of pep in his step. Like, my dog at that age, she was pretty much, like, blind and deaf and just, like... barely getting on.
Yeah.
Louis, like, really out there.
Louis definitely partially blind and for sure deafening. But he has, like, he has dog sundowners, legitimately.
He has, like, little tantrums.
Yes, it's bizarre. Like, he gets stuck. It's sad, but, like, you can't get him out of this mindset.
Maybe he's, like, got a little bit of dementia.
I think he actually does. I think doggy sundows and dementia are kind of hand in hand, because he'll get to a certain point. He loves his mom so much. He loves his mom like nothing else.
Yeah.
And when his mom is not around, he's not happy. But he'll get to this like point where he'll go up to our front door. He'll look outside for a while. Then all of a sudden he'll start barking at nothing, and barking like crazy. And then he'll just go into the middle of the room and just start barking. It's like, what's going on? I'm hungry here.
My cousin's dog had diabetes, and one time my uncle gave it some lemon cake.
Yeah.
And it went through diabetic shock.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
And was it okay?
Yeah. In the end it was. It passed away, like, I think recently, but yeah.
My neighbor's dog has diabetes, and like it was literally on the verge of like literally dying like 2 months ago, and then she just like changed her insulin intake, and now it's the dog is literally fine.
It's
very strange.
I had a friend who was diabetic. I think I might have told this on the podcast. He was this interesting ass kid. And like every time he get like a new insulin pump or something, he had the one that was like nailed into your body.
I don't know if that's one or two. I don't know the difference.
I think
diabetes.
He had type one. Type one is born, right?
And then type two is where you need to insulin. Well, there's one where you don't need to do anything. You just have to watch your blood
sugar.
I think
type three. It's like the weakest one, I assume.
There might be a third type of diabetes. Yeah. They
or maybe
the
it's
diabetes, like Pokemon.
Diabetes one, diabetes two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like,
diabetes
three.
14.
I got diabetes 1C. Oh, you saw a movie last night. What did you see?
Mickey 17.
Mickey 17.
What was it? How was it, I mean?
It was alright.
Yeah?
I don't know, it just wasn't great. I don't have any hope for movies when they come out like this month, but I was definitely entertained, but
was Robert Pattinson good?
He was good. I feel like the cast was really good. I just think I don't know. You'd have to watch it and form your own opinion. It's really hard to
I told you guys, my dad has a wealth, or works with a wealth management company, and they did like a customer or something appreciation night, and I guess it's technically like a family thing, where it's like, oh, bring your family, right? And therefore, it's mostly children's movies, so it was like Dog Pants, whatever the fuck that movie's called. Paddington Pants, or whatever the fuck that movie's
Paddington.
Called. Bear
you
Pants.
You said Paddington, and it gave a little more context.
And a few other ones. And then there was the Marvel movie, which was Captain America, whatever. and that's the one we chose to go to, but me and my dad accidentally went into the Paddington premiere.
So, it was so funny.
Which was really funny.
You guys like seeing Paddington come on the screen, being like, wait, this is not right.
Well, the giveaway was, first of all, we were in the theater and we were like, why are there so many like babies and children in here? And dude, they were going crazy. They also had like tons of pizza.
Wait, so nobody was like sitting in the seats that you guys, because at MC you have to choose them, right?
Yeah, and so nobody was sitting in the seats, and so we're like, okay, fine. But like, yeah, we were so confused. Those kids went ham wild on the fucking pizza.
I don't even know what Paddington is. Oh, on pizza.
It's Paddington is, I think it's a European or British thing, right? And it just kind of became popular, like, worldwide. But, yeah, we're sitting there, and finally, they took way too long to get any of that shit going. This guy's, like, snaking around, and I can't. Let's go this way. We're
going
to go up.
It wouldn't be an And Whatnot podcast if there wasn't 4,000 things going on and noises.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to fall down this cliff. Thank you. My goodness.
So we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, the very first thing that comes on screen is a very, very long time ago. And I was like, what the? Dad, I think we're in the wrong theater.
I would actually be in tears, crying. Does the movie start, like, did the Marvel movie already start by the time?
No, it actually hadn't started yet. That's kind of what I was so pissed about, was that took way too long to get going. I guess they wanted people to eat the pizzas, and those kids were, once again, going ham wild on those pizzas.
Oh, the shade. Oh, finally.
We tried to sneak out and go to Mickey 17, but they were, like, policing the shit out of that theater
really?
That night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I came in, they're like... they must have rented out the theater from a certain time, but like in the midst of it, it was opening up back to regular customers. And so when we came in, they're like, all right, who are you with? Like asking us like quizzically. And, and I was like, I don't, it's not my company.
And I'm she just goes, here with my dad, dude.
And my dad goes, blah, 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 group. And it was like, oh, okay.
You almost got policed by the AMC
Sir,
police.
Sir, you need to leave. You will not be seeing Paddington for free.
So you tried to do like a 3-in-1 there. Paddington.
Yeah. The I got a little
movie,
bit of Paddington.
And
I
Mickey.
Got the very beginning of that movie.
The very beginning.
No,
I didn't hate the movie. Okay, I didn't hate it. My sister hated it. But it was definitely interesting.
Yeah. Your sister hated it.
Yeah.
Why did she hate it?
I don't know. She was just like, this movie's so dumb. I mean, like, I think the soundtrack was great. I think the acting was good. There were, like, funny moments.
That was made by the guy who did Parasite. Bong Joon-ho, I think is his name. I really hope I'm not. That could be a very horrific incorrect.
That could be a really bad mutilation. Honestly, it probably
incorrect.
Is.
Dude, Bong Joon-ho is what we called my sister when she smoked weed.
Oh, there's a condom.
That was mine.
Disgusting. It was yours?
Yeah.
Dude.
I water balloon fight last night, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We assumed the worst, but it was actually just it was actually just a good old bit of fun.
You know,
oh my god, you fill a bunch of condoms with water and give it to kids to throw, like, they would never know.
What was that trend for a while? So you put, like, water on the condom and you, like, put it on your head and kind of just, like, wrap around your face?
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's like trying to see, like, when you put water in a condom or a balloon, you, like, drop it in your head, and it's, like, kind of...
What was the trend?
That was a trend.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I see what you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. That's funny.
And
I
you
was
look
like
a little pig because your nose is like...
Yeah. It was using the elasticity. That's pretty... That's a fun little trick.
I'm sorry, but if you put a condom on your head, like... You gotta do it with someone else around, because you might suffocate.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I wouldn't, but yeah, that's what I was like.
When I was a kid, I almost suffocated on a gobstopper, one of those giant,
Oh, my God, wow, I forgot about those things.
Yeah.
It's funny how, as a kid, you think you're, like, so cool, and like, yeah, I could do this. Like, I could probably swallow this giant thing that's bigger than my fist. Well, maybe that was just me because I'm stupid as hell.
30 seconds later, you're getting like time.
I'm like, my sister fucking saved me. My sister saved me from dying twice.
Oh,
I almost drowned in my pool when we first opened it. She saved me from that. That was a scary situation. I hope I didn't tell this on the podcast already, but we had just built the pool, and we filled it up kind of really way too early. And we were trying to see if we can get it hot enough to use in like the early summer. I'm talking like early June. And so what we ended up doing was we put one of those thermal covers where it kind of takes the sun's heat.
Yeah, I have one of those. The solar cover.
Yeah, solar cover. And so I think I was just kicking my feet in the top of the water and I fell in beneath the cover and I could not get
out. They're so dangerous.
Yeah.
Like if I ever have kids, I don't think I'll ever have a solar cover. Because like you get trapped under that as an adult, you can't get back up.
Yeah, that was kind of a scary moment.
Yeah, because even when I'm putting the, like taking the cover off, just to pull it out of the pool, like requires like muscle. You know, sometimes I need like two people to do it.
Yeah, anything that's wet is like pretty much twice as heavy.
Yeah, water scares me.
Isn't that the old prank where like if you put a mattress in a pool, it takes literally a crane to get out?
I could see that.
Yeah.
That's Kyle, terrifying.
What's going on with you, brother?
Oh, Kyle's been quiet over there.
Yeah. Kind of. I'm not going to say it.
I know.
Will.
I was just going to say, I know
pretty
what he's going to say. He always tells us he's sleepy every single day.
I had, fucking 2 cups of coffee today before 9 a.m., and I'm still just like.
You probably crashed, brother. You need more.
I know.
I had
a monster, you know?
Oh, God.
No free ads, yeah. Monster.
Yeah, no free ads.
Monster,
no plugs.
Sponsor our addiction.
Yeah, no plugs, dude.
Whoa.
Monster, that's good.
They're putting a whole damn. Oh, Phillips is gone. Oh.
What the hell?
Oh, man.
That's a shame. Cut that, yep. What was I going to say? Shit, I can't remember. Oh, I had horrible recursive dreams again last night. Stuck in a dream. I don't know if I told this on the podcast, but I get something that I'm calling it recursive dreams. It could go by another name, but it's where the dream is unbelievably boring and it keeps happening over and over and over again and I can't get out of it. And I have like no control over it. Although I did have a what's it called moment the other night, lucid. I had lucidity the other night.
Really?
Yeah.
I love lucid dreaming.
Right, but I think it was a lucid recursive dream because I think I actually finally realized that, like, man, I know this is just a dream, so I'll see you again in a few minutes.
You're like, I'll circle back.
I'm just talking, I'll circle back. Man, they're using those corporate terms.
I know, I told Andrew to circle back with me later. And he was like, but it was literally about eating a fucking cupcake. Like, it had nothing to do with, like, work or anything.
Let's circle back on this.
And I was like, yeah, let me circle back after lunch.
I was playing open play pickleball over the weekend, and this guy is nice dude. Cross-eyed. That's the entire story.
Oh, man. That's it.
Oh, my God. One time?
The story's not actually over. We'll come back to that. But, so I was playing, and this guy was really nice to us, and it was his first time actually playing at the gyms or whatever, the open facilities. And he came up to me and my partner, and he was like, you two are so good. You know, I built a court in my backyard, and I really would love for you two to come play in my backyard. And we're like, oh, that's so nice. And then at the end of the thing, I was like, I want to thank you so much. I want to thank you so kindly for considering us. And my partner just laughed at me. Just like, why did you say that? Like, it's a business email.
No, but the way you do say things like that sometimes, like, just not fully in context.
I'm really bad about that. I say really stupid things. I swear to God. Amanda hears it all the time because we work with like a bunch of people and sometimes interns, and the way I talk to them sometimes, I feel like I'm such a dope.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kyle, you were telling a story about the gym.
Oh, yeah. So to the gym one time. No big deal, you know, working out and whatnot.
No big deal.
And some guy was cross-eyed, and he was talking to me. He was looking at me. Same time he wasn't, because his eyes were fucking like one's going left and one's going right.
Right.
I felt bad because I was like ignoring him because I wasn't sure if he was talking to me or someone else. And he would fucking taps my shoulder. I go, oh shit, my bad, dude.
You just didn't know if he was talking to you or not. But you were facing him at one point?
I was, like his eyes
were. But his eyes are going the opposite way, so you're like, oh, he could be talking to someone else. I feel like if I got the tap, I would like pretend my music was too loud and be like, oh, sorry, I didn't hear you.
I often get into bad situations, not in a cross-eyed situation, but situations where my hearing is literally the death of me, where I cannot hear someone 8 times in a row.
Yeah,
it's like,
I know.
I'm giving up. I'm giving up on whatever you had to say.
Sometimes I talk to myself, and it's intentionally for Andrew, but he doesn't hear me.
It's really
good. And then
bad.
On like the 10th thing I say, you're like, are you saying something? I was like, yeah, for 10 minutes. No,
for
it's not
10
that bad,
minutes. The places where it happens the worst is when I'm at those gym things, those facilities, and it's like just loud and echoey.
I feel like that's understandable though.
Yeah. But people sometimes just talk to you like you can hear normally, and it's like, can other people hear what you're saying and I just can't? Like, am I really that deaf? The answer is probably
inside?
Yes.
Yeah, events are kind of outside as well.
Well, they will be in the summertime, but they're all mostly inside, yeah.
But I feel like it's a good time during the summer. Like, it's after, like, hours, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it starts to cool down, and it's like...
Oh, yeah. Although I was playing last year when it was, like, 96. Isn't it? It's darker color, too.
Is it, like, literally the exact same one as yours?
Yep.
And he's a naval Marine.
He's a Marine. Lesbian as well. That's nice.
A Marine lesbian, folks.
Lesbian, you know.
What
not
was it?
I have a family member who just joined the Marines.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wish him luck.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna join the Marines.
Yeah. Got a gun.
They make a real man out of me. Hey, here's a question.
Wait, when can you like not go into the military anymore?
It's like different Marines. For I think each branch. I think like Army's like 31, maybe 35. Mm. I don't know.
Unless you've like worked your way all the way up to
There's also a lot of specialty positions. Like there are like I for a very short period of time considered doing the media division of the U.S. Army.
Yeah.
Not like war photography and shit like that.
No, but like honestly, some people go into the military and never do any like tactical shit. Like they're literally just like.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's like a
even nurses
jobs,
that go into the military.
Yeah. But you're still forced to salute me.
Yeah, I mean you still get like bragging rights, you know. Yeah. You're like I was in the military.
Then I don't have to steal valor at the mall anymore. This video.
Proud Navy veteran. Well, right there. Hey, thank you.
Thank you for.
Guys,
thank you.
I can't believe they took my blood.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe they took a man's blood.
The vampire just.
Oh, and also me. While they're taking my blood, I didn't even tell you this, Kyle. The girl who's giving my blood is like about to take it out, and this other guy who's working walks over and he goes, "Yeah, no, you did that wrong." And he's explaining to her what she did wrong, and I'm like, "Can we? Maybe we could have just taken this out of my arm before you're like giving a lesson, making an example of me." Like I'm an animal.
This ain't school.
Like
for real.
Yeah, like I wasn't a willing participant in your educational endeavors.
When I had to get my blood taken like 2 months ago, the lady who did it was so kind and gentle. I actually had to like pay her respect for it. I was like, I want to just tell you, you were the best blood I've ever.
You did so great, honey.
I did. I said, but I was also having trouble with my sleep, so I was like, "You're so good at that. Can you tell me how to fall asleep?" And I asked her like, rock me in her arms. And,
oh wow! And she did.
And she
came
did.
Home with you.
Guys, sometimes it pays to just ask.
Yeah,
you know?
Just ask the questions.
So that's the lesson from today's podcast.
Ask hard questions.
Ask hard questions. And steal valor and whatnot.
Happy spring.
Happy spring.
Happy spring.
What? Not.